That's Charlie, Saint Charlie 弟兄。
We have Brother Charlie share God's message.
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹早安。
Thank the Lord we can be together in His presence this morning.
我们感谢主，今天早晨我们能够再一次聚集在我们主的面前。
Can we just begin with a word of prayer?
我们可不可以开始还是有一点祷告？
Father, truly, we are blessed in Thy presence this morning.
父啊，我们今天早晨在你面前实在是蒙了恩典。
And we thank you for the precious gift of your beloved Son, our Lord Jesus.
我们实在是感谢，你把我们的主耶稣基督赐给我们。
He is the Lamb.
他就是那羔羊。
Who taketh away the sins of the world.
除去世人罪孽的。
He is the Lamb upon the throne.
他是那羔羊坐在宝座上的。
He is worthy to be honored.
实在是配得一切的尊的
尊崇。Worthy to receive all praise.
配得一切的颂赞。
Worthy to be highly esteemed.
配得一切的高举。
And our worship, our praise is for Him.
我们的敬拜，我们的感谢，都是为了他。
We thank you, Father, for the blood shed on Calvary's cross.
我们感谢你为这在加略山上所流的血。
It gives us confidence this morning.
在今天早晨给我们那个充足的信心。
That we can draw near into Thy presence on the basis of this precious blood shed for us.
在这个流的宝血的根基上，我们能够来到他的面前。
And that we can fellowship together in spirit.
我们能够在灵里头彼此交通。
And in life.
在生命里头交通。
Because the one who died for us.
因着那位被我们死的那位主。
Now lives for us.
现在也是为了我们活着。
And we are partakers of his life together.
我们呢一同来承受他的生命。
We thank you for this fellowship.
我们为着这样的交通来祷告，谢感谢。
And Lord, we commit all of this day to you.
那我们主啊，我们把这一整天都交到你的手中。
Lord, this is an ending and it's also a new beginning.
这是一个结束，也是一个开始。
And this first day of the week, Lord, as we look back over the year.
在七日第一日，我们回顾这一年的时候。
Lord, is our prayer as we look ahead.
主啊，我们的祷告是我们也一同往前看。
That Christ may increase among us.
那主能够在我们当中能够增长。
That we may decrease.
我们能够减少。
And that the Lord Jesus Christ would be lifted up.
我们的主呢能够被高举。
And that he would fill all things.
他能够充满了一切。
And oh Lord, may our hearts be more fully set on knowing him in this coming year.
主啊，我们的祷告是用为我们的心能够完全注视在我们主身上，能够被他所充满。
Lord, as we open your word this morning.
主，当我们早晨开始来交通你的话的时候。
We want to place ourselves under Your authority.
我们愿意把自己摆在你的权柄之下。
And under that anointing of the Holy Spirit.
在那个圣灵的膏油之下。
Which you supply to us.
是你所供给我们的。
That we may cooperate with you.
我们能够和你一同同工。
That we may learn of you.
我们能够更多学习我们的主。
And that our service together may be agreeable in thy sight.
我们的服事能够在你的眼前能够得到称许。
We thank you, Lord. We want to renounce ourselves today.
主，我们感谢你，我们愿意把自己完全的那个的减少。
And fully rely upon you.
完全能够信靠你。
We trust in you, Lord.
主，我们来完全的信靠你。
We pray in Jesus' precious name.
为在主耶稣基督的名，宝贝的名祷告。
阿门。We'd like to read a few verses from the Gospel of John.
我们愿意从约翰福音里头，我们来读几处圣经。
And I think these verses will summarize what I really feel the Lord emphasized to my own heart in these days.
我想这几节圣经能够将主这些日子在我心中所有的感动做一个总结。
And it's a prayer really for this new year.
这也是为这个新的年度所有的祷告。
And so we'll read from the Gospel of John chapter 3.
我们一同来读约翰福音第三章。
And verse 13.
第十三节。
These are the words of the Lord Jesus.
这是我们的主所说的话。
No one has ascended to heaven, but he who came down from heaven.
除了从天降下仍旧在天的人子。
The Son of Man who is in heaven.
没有人升过天。
And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up.
摩西在旷野怎样举蛇，人子也必照样被举起来。
That whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life.
叫一切信他的都得永生。
For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish.But have eternal life.
神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
And in John chapter 8.
约翰福音第八章。
John chapter 8, verse 28.
约翰福音第八章第二十八节。
Then Jesus said to them, When you lift up the Son of Man,Then you will know that I am He, and that I do nothing of myself, but as my Father taught me, I speak these things.
所以耶稣说，你们举起人子之后，必知道我是基督，并且知道我没有一件事是凭着自己做的。我说这些话，乃是照着父所教训我的。
And he who sent me is with me.The Father has not left me alone, for I always do those things that please Him.
那差我来的是与我同在，他没有撇下我独自在这里，因为我常做他所喜悦的事。
And finally, John chapter 12.
最后呢，我们读约翰福音第十二章。
And verse 31.
第三十一节。
John 12:31.
约翰福音第十二章第三十一节。
The words of the Lord Jesus.
仍然是我们主他所说的话。
Now is the judgment of this world. Now is the ruler of this world cast out.
现在这世界受审判，这世界的王要被赶出去。
And I, if I am lifted up from the earth, will draw all people.Unto myself.
我若从地上被举起来，就要吸引万人来归我。
This he said, signifying by what kind of death he would die.
耶稣这话原是指着自己将要怎样死说的。
Amen. I think, brothers and sisters, maybe you see there's one phrase.In all of these passages in common.
我想弟兄姊妹已经注意到在这些在读的这些经文里头有一句话是他们共同有的。
And the Lord Jesus spoke of his lifting up.
主耶稣他说到他要被举起来。
That the Son of Man must be lifted up.
说人子必须要被举起来。
So that all who believe in him may have eternal life.
所以所有一切相信他的人都要得到永生。
And when the Son of Man is lifted up,
当人子被举起来的时候
then you shall know that I am.
你们就会知道我就是。
And I, when I am lifted up,
当我被举起来的时候
I will draw all people unto myself.
我要吸引万人来归向我。
The Lord spoke of His lifting up.
我们的主呢，他说到他要被举起来。
And John adds that comment in verse 33 of chapter 12.
那个约翰呢，他在第十二章第三十节的时候，他加上了一个注解。
That Jesus said this in order to signify what kind of death he would die.
在三十三节他说的耶稣这话呢，原是指的自己将要怎样死说的。
Now we know that the Lord Jesus was referring to his death on the cross.
我们知道我们的主呢，他是说到他要在十字架上面死。
That he would be lifted up upon the cross.
他要在十字架上面被高举。
And sometimes we just stop with that.
我们有时候呢，我们就停在那里了。
Where he wanted to give some kind of a hint to the hearers.
他想要这个给我们一些这个暗示，说到一个英雄。
That he was going to be crucified on a Roman cross.
他要在那个罗马的十字架上面呢被钉死。
As just to give us the means of his being put to death.
这个只是告诉我们说他如何要被处死。
But I think we can see if we read these references carefully.
我想呢，如果我们读这些经文呢，非常仔细的话
，that the Lord Jesus was speaking about much more than just the means of his death.
我们的主呢，他所说的呢，是远超过他要死的方法来说的。
He was speaking about the value of his death.
他要说到的是他要死的那个价值。
He was speaking about what would be accomplished.Through his death,
他说到呢，他当他死之后呢，他所要成就的事情。
He was speaking of the central importance of his death.
他要说到呢，他的死呢，他的中心的价值。
And for all who had ears to hear,
让这些所有有耳可听的呢。
In chapter 3, it was Nicodemus.
那在第三章里面呢，他说到了尼哥底母。
And his disciples who were listening carefully to their conversation.
同时呢，还是那些门徒们呢，就仔细在听他们那个对话的。
In chapter 8, it was the rulers of the Jews.
在第八章呢，他是向着那些的官长们说话的。
Who were gathered against the Lord.
他们呢，聚集起来是要来抵抗。抵挡我们的主的
who resisted him
他们呢是拒绝他的
who fought against him
他们呢是那个处处对他作对的
in chapter 12
在第十二章的时候呢
it was just anyone who had an ear to hear
那就是所有任何的人呢只要有耳朵可以听的人呢都应当听的
he spoke of his death as his lifting up
他说到他的死呢是要被高举的
now this expressionin reference to his death is unique to the Gospel of John.
他如此的来说到他要如此的描述他的死呢实在是在约翰福音里面是非常特别的地方。
The Apostle John is the only one who speaks of the Lord's death as his lifting up.
那个使徒约翰呢是唯一一位说到我们的主他的死呢是要被举起来的。
Elsewhere in the New Testament,
在新约的其他地方呢
when that same word is used,
当那个字同样的字要用到的时候
is translated in the English exaltation.
那在英文里头它被翻译呢是它被高升高举
It speaks not only of his death,
不单只是说到他的死
but of his burial,
说到他的埋葬
Of his resurrection,
说到他的复活
of his ascension,
说到他的升天
and of his enthronement at the right hand of God.
同时说到呢，他坐在父神宝座的右边
So that his death includes all of this.
所以他的死呢，实在是包括这所有的一切的
This is what John the Apostle understood.
这是呢，使徒约翰呢，他所了解的
And this is what John, through the Holy Spirit, was led to record for us.
这也是使徒约翰呢他在圣灵的导的引领之下呢他所记载为我们所记载下来。
That as we meditate upon the kind of death that he died.
当我们所以我们让能够一同来思想他的死是什么样子的死。
We need to grow together in our appreciation.
我们呢就能够在在感激当中呢更多的来认识。
Of the value of his death.
认识呢他那死的价值。
And to live in the light of that revelation.
在那样子的启示的光中呢我们来过生活。
You know, over this past year, I really sense dealings from the Lord.
在过了一年呢我在里面呢实在是 感受到主的对付。
There are so many scriptures that I'm so familiar with.
有许多的经文呢，我是这么样的熟悉的。
That I read about the Lord's love, I read about His death on the cross.
我读到那个主他的爱，读到主他在十字架上死。
And not only that He died for me.
不仅仅他为了我死。
But when he died on the cross, I died with him.
说当我的主在十字架上死的时候，我与他同死了。
And that his death on the cross is my death.
当他在十字架上死，实在也是我的死。
And his resurrection is my life.
他的复活呢，成了我的生命。
And every time we come together to break bread on the Lord's day,
每一次我们来到主的桌子面前来擘饼的时候，
This is our testimony.
这是我们的见证。
That our Lord Jesus He gave His life for us.
主耶稣基督他把他的生命赐给我们。
His body was broken for us.
他的身体我们裂开了。
So that we may partake of Him.
所以我们能够与他一同能够领受他的自己。
His blood was shed.
他的血为我们所洒。
Not only to wash away our sins.
不仅仅是把我们的罪洗去了。
But that we may share the cup of His life.
我们呢， 更是让我们能够一同来领受在生命的他生命的杯。
Whenever we testify the gospel,
每一次我们来见证福音的时候，
This is the heart of our message.
这是我们信息的中心。
This is your testimony and my testimony.
这是你的见证，也是我的见证。
For God so loved the world.
因为神爱了世人。
He so loved me.
他是这么样的爱我。
That he gave his only begotten son.
他把他的唯一的独生爱子赐给了我们。
That whoever will believe in him.
叫一切相信的人。
Doesn't have to perish.
不需要再灭亡了。
Doesn't have to die.
不需要再死了。
But may have eternal life.
他可以能够反而能够得到永生。
Now, brothers and sisters, this is our story.
弟兄姊妹们，这是我们的故事。
This is our song.
这是我们的诗歌。
This is the heart of our life together.
这是我们那个一同聚集的那个中心啊。
This is everyone, everything that we want to share with our loved ones.
这也是我们每一个人愿意向我们所亲爱的人所分享的。
With our friends, with our acquaintances.
像我们的朋友，向我们所认识的人。
Oh, it's our heart's desire that they may know him.
也是我们的心中的盼望的是，他愿意他们也能够认识我们的主。
And that they may see that at the cross, their pardon was secured.
让他们能够看见，在十字架上呢，他们的赦免呢是稳固的。
And not only a pardon,
不但仅仅是一个赦免，
but fellowship with him,
更是那个与他有交通。
In paradise,
在乐园里头与他有交通。
Today,
是今天的。
And to the ages of the ages,
更是呢在所有要来的世代里头。
That we may know him,
我们能够更多的认识他。
The one who died and rose again.
那位为我们死，为我们复活的。
He's called us.
他已经呼召了我们。
To be his companions.
成为他的伙同伴。
And to share with him his kingdom.
我们一同来分享他的国度。
When he comes again.
当他再来的时候。
To rule over this universe.
在这个整个宇宙当中作王。
And to fill all things.
能够充满了一切。
To the glory of God the Father.
让父的荣耀得到称赞。
Now this is our heart's cry.
这是我们心中里头的呼求。
But you know, so often, brothers and sisters, I find that in the details of daily life,
但是弟兄姊妹们，当每天所日常生活的细节里头，
just in the carrying out of the daily round,
只是每天要过每天当做的事的时候，
and the working for a living,
我们为了生活而工作的时候，
and the relationships in my family,
与我们的家庭的关系，
and my contact with those on the outside.
当我们和外界的一些接触里，
you know, this so often, I'm a contradiction.
很多时候呢，我里头呢有那个矛盾，有争战。
And so often I feel that I'm overwhelmed by life.
我常常呢是觉得被这生命中的许多的事情呢所淹没了。
And my faith is so easily shaken.
我的那个信心呢是这么容易的就被摇动了。
Something that seems so sure and so strong in the assembly of God's people.
那许多在跟弟兄姊妹们一同聚会的时候是如此的有把握，有确据的事。
When we're alone in the heat of the day.
当我们在单独一个在这个这个日子的那些那些重担里头。
The question can arise in my heart.
这些问题呢就在我心中里头产生了。
And I know that God's word is true.
我知道主的话是真实的。
I know that Jesus loves me.
我知道耶稣爱我。
And I know that His work at the cross has secured my salvation.
我知道他在十字架上所做的工作呢，是我救恩的把握。
And yet, so much that I see about me is just not like Him.
但是呢，多少时候我看我自己呢，是多么样的不像他。
I know it's not pleasing to Him.
我实在是不讨他的喜悦。
If I lose my temper,
如果我失去了脾气，我
If I grow impatient.
我们呢，发脾气了。
If I am attracted to other things in this world,
我被那个世界的其他的事所吸引去的时候。
And the Holy Spirit convict my conscience.
那个圣灵呢，就在我良心里面呢指责我。
And I say, I know this is not right.
我说我知道，我知道这不对的。
Why are these things so attractive to me?
为什么这些这么许多的事情对我这样吸引我呢？
Why are these sins cling so closely?
为什么这个罪呢是如此的依附在我身上呢？
And I just sense going back to the word again.
然后我就这感觉到我必须再回到神的话语的面前。
The things that I really think that I know so very well.
我那些曾经非常熟悉的一些事情。
Really, I'm only just beginning to learn.
我实在只是刚刚开始来认识。
Because it's not sort of what we can think about or what we can talk about.
这实在不是我们仅仅是那个想一想，我们来谈一谈。
Not just I say, well, this is true, then that's not true.
But 不是仅仅是说这个是对的，那个是不对的。
Christianity is true. Islam is not true.
那个基督教呢是真实的，那个回教呢是不真实的。
And well, this kind of Christianity is.True, but this kind of Christianity, well, it's not quite so true.
这一类的那个基督教呢是非常真实的。那一类的基督教的那个环境呢，不是那么样的真实。
It's not that at all.
实在不是仅仅是这些事情。
But what is true of Him is that true in me?
而实在是说，在他里头的这所真实的事，是不是在我里头也是真实的
？Of all that He has spoken to me.
一切他向我所说过的话
，through the ministry of faithful servants，
为那个借着那些那个信实的仆人们
，through the fellowship of the saints in the house of God，
借着在神家中圣徒们之间的彼此的交通
，how much of that is living truth in my life？
到底这些呢，在我我的生命里头，是不是真是生命当中的真实
？Or how much is just something empty that I can say.
或者这仅仅不过是一些虚空的事情。
There's a great danger, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹，这实在是有极大的危机在。
And I see the Lord impressing me more and more.
我看见呢，主在我里头呢，越来越加强我里面的感觉。
There's a sense in which we can sort of learn a religious way.
这好像呢。从一方面来说呢，我们可以学习一些宗教一些这上面的事物。
We can learn how to have meetings together.
我们可以学呢如何我们同来聚会。
We can learn how to read the Bible.
我们可以学呢如何来读圣经。
We can learn how to pray.
我们能够学如何来祷告。
And there's a way in which we can go through these activities.
我们好像能够有些方法能够来学习这些活动。
And somehow the real significance of it.
但是呢，那在这些事情里面，它真实的意义呢
？We can miss that.
我们呢常常失去了。
And I find, through the fellowship of brothers and sisters.
我常常发觉呢，借着弟兄姊妹们的交通
，that it's only as the Lord makes us very weak.
好像那主呢是让我们就感觉到我们是如此的软弱。
It brings all kinds of trials and difficulties into our life.
常常把许多的那些试探呢、试炼呢、那些难处呢带到我们的生活。
And really shows us that we're in way over our heads.
我们呢常常让我们看见呢，我们常常是过于我们所能承担的。
And that our problems are really deeper than we can solve.
这许多的问题呢，实在是。太深太难了，是我们没办法解决的。
That the opposition against us in the world, even in the spiritual realm.
在这种世界来的，甚至在那个灵界里头来的那些势力啊，对着我们呢、啊、
，is just so far beyond us。
实在是远超过我们所能够能够处理的。
That we really need always to come back to the beginning。
我们呢，实在是需要常常回到那个起初啊。
Is that we are sinners saved by grace？
我们呢，实在是个罪人呢、啊，蒙了主恩。
And as we live, we must live by faith.
我们当我们生在地上生活呢，是需要在信心当中生活。
Total dependence upon Him.
完全的依赖他。
I'll give you an example.
我给你一个例子。
My wife, we were talking yesterday.
我跟我的太太昨天在谈这件事。
We were talking about driving on the highway.
我们在谈呢，在高速公路上开车。
And we're really reminded as we come here this morning.
就今天早上来的时候呢，再一次提醒我。
Is that most of the people on the turnpike on the parkway, they're driving about 100 miles an hour.
许多人呢，他们在那个。在纽泽西的那个 turnpike 或者是那个 parkway 上面，他们开车的时候了、啊，好像是这个开的时速是一百英里啊。
And she said, "Why am I driving so fast and yet I'm standing still?"
我当时在解释我开为什么我开这么快呢？好像并没有移动似的。
And we were talking yesterday about the exit near the place where we live.
我们昨天也谈到了，就是靠近我们家那附近的那个出口。
And it's very, very difficult when you come to that exit.
当你来到那个出口的时候是非常困难的。
Because everyone is driving so fast.
因为每一个人都开得这么快。
And you turn on your turn signal.
当你打开你的方向灯的时候。
And you try to get over.
你想要这个转个弯。
And people over here, they will speed up.
这个在你旁边的人立刻那个加快的速度。
To keep you from getting over there.
他们呢就要超过你。
And I said, well, what you have to do, you just have to be aggressive.
你必须要做的，你必须要更积极一点。
You have to hold your ground.
你必须要那个站稳你的立场。
And if they won't yield, you just have to run them off to the shoulder of the road.
让他们呢，逼着他们呢，要逼着他们必须开到这个路那个路旁边去。
And my wife, she said, you know, I never do that.
她在说跟我说呢，说我从来不这么做。
She said, I always pray.
我总是祷告。
She said, "I just ask the Lord to open the way."
祷告我的主呢，为我开路。
And you know what? I thought about that.
你知道吗？我也在想，我在思想这件事。
And I'm reminded.
我被提醒。
There are so many things in my life.
在我的生命当中有许许多多的事情。
Everyday things.
是每日常的生活事情。
I really rely upon myself so much.
我实在是多么的依靠我的自己啊。
And the thought that I would be driving on the highway.
想到我在高速公路上面要开车。
And that I would just pray to the Lord to open the way for me to exit.
我实在需要那个跟我的主祷告啊，为我开路啊，好叫我能够出得去。
It just seems like I would never think of that.
这件事情呢，在好像我从来没有想到过。
But you know, brother and sister, this I really believe is the way of the cross.
弟兄姊妹们，我实在认为这实在就是十字架的道路。
Maybe I could run them off onto the shoulder.
也许呢，我可以把他们逼到路肩上去。
But you see, that's a denial of the cross.
那实在是拒绝了十字架的路。
Because that's my own strength making way for myself.
那实在是我的方法呢，我的力量呢，为我自己解决问题。
But you know.A life of dependence.
你知道吗？那个一个完全依靠的生活。
Where I renounce my own energies, I renounce my own aggressive.
完全的拒绝我自己的能力，自己的那个的侵略性。
And I learn to depend upon the Lord for every little detail.
我实在是需要在每一件细微的事情上都来完全的依靠主。
You know, this is the way of the cross.
你知道吗？这实在就是十字架的道路。
This is what our Lord said.
这是我们的主所说的。
He said, "When you lift up the Son of Man."
当你们举起人子的时候。
Then you will know that I am He.
你就知道我是。
And that I do nothing of myself.
我实在不是靠着我自己做任何事情。
Only as I receive from the Father.
但是完全是从我父那里所领受的。
That is the meaning of the cross.
这实在就是十字架的意义。
In the life of the Lord Jesus.
在我们的主那个的生活里头。
A life of total dependence upon the Father.
一个是完全依靠父的生活。
And what I could do.
我能够做的是呢。
By faith I refuse to do.
我在信心当中呢，我拒绝去做。
So that the Father might have a way through.
所以父呢，能够借着我呢，在成就他的事情。
And so that when others look at me.
所以当别人看到我的时候。
They don't see me.
他们看不到我。
They see the Father.
他们看见父。
Now that's the Lord Jesus.
这是我们的主他自己。
Now that's the spirit of the cross.
这实在是那个十字架的灵啊。
And I confess, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹，我得自己承认。
That in many ways, I am offended by this kind of thing.
我常常呢，那个没有办法接受这那个这类的想法。
I just feel that sometimes when I'm so busy.
我常常觉得呢，我是。很多时候我是这么忙啊。
And the clock is running, and I always have to look at the clock.
我常常需要看我的表啊，这个时间那个飞快。
I always feel like I'm late for some place.
我总是觉得呢，我好像要到什么地方晚。
And when I'm late, I'm always, oh, I'm so nervous.
当我一旦吃晚的时候呢，我总是这么的紧张。
Get out of my way.
说那个让路。
I have important things to do.
我有非常重要的事情要做。
And I realize how much anxiety.
你知道我在我里头有多少的焦虑。
And did the Lord Jesus walk around like that?
我们的主他在地上生活是这个样子吗？
No, that's not the Lord Jesus.
这实在不，我们主不是这样子的。
That's Adam, that's my version of Adam.
那是亚当这么做，是我自己里头的亚当是这样子的。
That's that fallen life.
是那个堕落的生命啊。
That's that life that comes short of the glory of God.
那个是呢，亏缺了神的荣耀的那个生命。
That's that life that is in no way pleasing to God.
那个是完全不能够讨神喜悦的那个生命。
And somehow I feel like if I don't try to manage things.
但是呢，常常我觉得如果不能够把事情处理得好的话。
Maybe if I just stop for a few minutes to pray.
也许我的那个要停下来，能够祷告一下。
I'm just wasting time.
但是呢，我好像觉得是浪费我时间似的。
Will God really hear that prayer?
神真的会听到那种祷告吗？
Don't I have to just go ahead and trust in God?
难道我不应该就这么去做，然后信赖完全信赖神吗？
God helps those who help themselves.
那个天那个自助天助啊。
I never like to say that.
我从来不喜欢讲这句话。
I heard that so many times.
我听着好多次这句话。
When you speak to someone of faith in Jesus.
当有人在说到在基督里面的信心的时候。
And somehow someone will come up with this saying. I don't even know where it comes from.
我有些人呢就会这么样子说了，我都不知道这句话从哪里来的。
That God will help those who help themselves.
那个天助那些天助自助啊。
And it has a sort of an appearance of wisdom.
看起来好像是一个有这非常智慧的话。
But it's really very, very foolish if you think about it.
但是你想想看呢，实在是非常愚蠢的话。
If God only helps those who help themselves.
如果神他只帮助那些帮助自己的人的话。
This is not the spirit of the cross.
这实在不是那个十字架的灵。
The cross is God's witness forever.
十字架呢，是说到神的智慧在一切事情上。
That you and I are incapable of helping ourselves.
我们呢，实在是没有能力帮助我们自己。
And whatever help we could provide.
我们任何我们能够提供的一些帮助。
Whatever good we could do as we judge good.
任何在我们眼中所看为好的事情，我们要去能够做的。
Is completely worthless to God.
在神的眼中是毫无价值。
And accomplishes nothing in bringing us closer to God.
在把我们带到神的面前这件事情上是毫无益处的。
So brothers and sisters, what I share is not just some verses.
弟兄姊妹，我想说交通的实在不仅仅只是一些经文。
But this is a real prayer.
这实在是我里面真实的祷告。
And I just pray for all you brothers and sisters.
我实在是为着实在一同那个弟兄姊妹一同来祷告。
This is really our calling together.
这实在是我们在被呼召在一起的原因。
To learn to live.
去学习怎么样生活。
In the light.
在那个光中啊。
Of his cross.
在他十字架的光中。
Of his lifting up.
在他的被高举的这个光中。
And that the Lord makes the cross.
那个主呢，他能够使得十字架。
Very, very practical to us.
在我们在生活当中是非常实际的。
You know, the cross, we tend to think only of the death side.
那我们当想到十字架的时候，我们通常只想到死的这一面。
And some religions of man, really emphasize this.
一些宗教思想家呢，也确实非常着重这一点。
When you see, Catholicism, for example.
当 Catholicism.
Catholic.
当天主教徒他们那些在一起的时候。
And the icons, the image are very prominent.
他们呢那个所用出来那些雕刻的像啊，
就
是非常的明显啊。
Jesus nailed to the cross.
当我们看见呢耶稣呢他是被钉在十字架上。
And they carry in the Jesus on the cross.
我们呢是那个高举的这主在十字架上面呢，这个。
And the emphasis on his sufferings, on his death.
这个着重点呢是在他死的那个印象里头。
But they miss entirely his exaltation.
但是呢，他们完全那个没有注意，忽略了他的被高举。
His enthronement.
他的坐宝座。
His headship over.The church and overall.
他在教会和一切事上居首位。
So it's not such a surprise.
所以呢，实在不是让我们是太惊奇。
That it's very easy for this particular religion.
就是在这个特别的这宗教的领域里。
To take a man and to elevate that man.
就把一个人呢，这个人高举了。
And to take a man and to call him father.
把一个人呢，那个高举呢，称他为父亲。
And to put him on a throne.
把他那个摆在宝座上。
And to require obedience to this man.
要求呢，我们向这一个人呢，我们来顺服他。
Is just because the cross is only seen in a very limited way.
实在是因为呢，他们看见十字架呢，他们是看见的是非常非常的有限的。
Our Lord Jesus never spoke of his death in that way.
我们的主呢，从来没有这样子来说到他的死。
Every time he spoke of his death,
每一次他说到他的死的时候。
He always spoke of his resurrection.
他总是说到他的复活。
Every time he mentioned the sufferings,
是他所提到他的受苦的时候。
He always mentioned the glory to follow.
他总是说到将要有的那个荣耀。
And it was never just the emphasis on the negative.
总是他不仅仅只是这个主动在负面的。
But death is always the entrance into life.
那个死亡呢，总是进入生命的那个门呢。
So when you hear of the cross,
所以当你听到十字架的时候。
You remember there's a death side.
你要记得他有死的一面。
There's a life side.
他有生命的一面。
And the cross comes in.
当十字架进来的时候。
To remove the ground of death.
他把那个死的那个根基挪去了。
To remove what brings death in.
他把那个带进死亡的那个原因挪去了。
In order to clear the way for life.
好叫呢那个生命能够进得来。
It was for the joy that was set before him.
是为着那摆在前头的喜乐。
That he endured the cross.
他就忍受十字架的苦楚。
Despising the shame.
他那个轻看羞辱。
And he's now seated the right hand of the majesty.
如今呢他坐在那个高天之大左的右边。
It was not just a death as an end in itself.
不是说死亡就是终结了。
But it was joy in his heart.
是在他里头的那个喜乐。
And the end of his lifting up.
他这个至终呢，他被高举啊。
Was at the right hand of the Father.
就是他的就坐在父的右边。
And the Holy Spirit is sent forth to us.
那个圣灵保惠师因此呢就降下来了。
From that one who died and rose again.
是从那位。死如今又复活的那位赐下来。
So don't be surprised if the Holy Spirit will lead us into those kinds of experiences.
所以呢，当圣灵带领我们进入那样的经历的时候，不要吃惊。
Where we discover on the one hand that we're coming to an end.
我们呢，在一面呢，我们是在经历到我们来到尽头了。
Maybe other people in the world, it seems they can do things very easily.
好像在世界上其他的人呢，做这些事情是那么样的容易。
But for some reason, we experience special difficulty.
但是我们呢，是不知道为什么原因是总是经历过这么难许多的难处。
And perhaps no one on the outside knows anything about it.
也许在外面的人一点都不明白到底是发生什么事。
But maybe you've shed tears before God.
也许呢，你在神面前呢，常常流泪。
And maybe you ask why.
你也问说为什么?
Why the Lord allows this in your life?
为什么呢? 对对，主呢，允许这样的事情在我生命中发生。
Why does this always come back again and again?
为什么这件事情总是不断的重复的在发生?
It seems like I take a one step forward.
好像呢，那个总是又往前走一步。
And then I go back a couple of steps.
走了一往前走一步，我又退后了好几步。
Brothers and sisters, this is the loving discipline of our Heavenly Father.
弟兄姊妹们，这是我们那个爱我们的父啊，他的那个管教的手。
In order to gain life,
是好叫我们能够更多的得着生命。
There's something we have to let go.
让我们像当需要当一些事情，让他脱去。
To know His life as our life.
我们需要知道他的生命成为我的生命。
There's another ruined life that's in the way.
死亡的生命是挡着我们的。
And we have to be willing, step by step.
我们呢必须一步一步的。
Day by day.
每一天一天的。
From faith to faith.
本于信与至于信的。
To let go of that old life.
让我们这个旧的生命的被除去。
And lay hold of eternal life.
能够握住那个永远的生命。
And he knows just what you need.
他知道你所需要的。
And he won't deal with you the way he deals with me.
他对待你的方法跟对付我的方法是不一样的。
Some of us are very quick.
有些人呢，他是非常的快的。
Some of us, like me, we're very, very slow.
有些人像我一样呢，是非常非常慢的。
Now, when someone who's very quick is married to someone who's very slow,
但那些人，他们非常急躁的人呢，他会总是会跟一个这个慢吞吞的人结婚的。
You can imagine the kinds of conversations we have.
你可以想象我们这之间所有的那个谈话呀。
Please hurry up.
这个人说快点快点。
Please slow down.
那个人说慢一点慢一点。
Please get up and work.
说起来开始工作了。
Please sit down and rest.
坐下休息休息。
And it's this way day by day by day.
这是每天都要碰见这样的事情。
And you know what? I've seen it. We haven't been married but 15 years.
你知道我们跟我太太已经结婚大概15年了。
That's just a little while.
就好像一下子时间。
But it's true today.
到今天还是真实的。
I think that the Lord put me and my wife together.
我真正的相信是主呢把我跟我的太太摆在一起。
So that I could wear her down.
所以呢，我要使她慢下来。
And so that she could wear me down.
她呢也使我呢自己渐渐消失了。
You know, anytime we want to rely upon that old life.
你知道每一次我们想要靠着那个依靠那旧的生命的时候。
You know, there's no fellowship there.
在我们的之间呢就没有交通了。
There's just conflict.
中间只有冲突。
And there's no strength in lifting up.
不再有那个能够被高举的那个能力了。
There's just weariness.
这里头充满了软弱。
And one thing we agree on.
有一件事情我们同意的，是任何的时候。
We feel very tired.
我们总觉得非常非常的疲倦。
We're always very tired.
我们总是觉得非常的疲倦。
Well, you know, that's this old life.
你知道吗？那就是我们的旧的生命。
This old life is just weary, weary.
这个旧的生命呢，就是不断的越来越软弱。
And the outward man is wasting away.
在我们外面这个人呢，实在是在那个浪费的时间。
But it's the inner man that's renewed day by day.
但是我们里面这个人呢，却是一天新是一天呢。Now
the Lord, I believe he has a sense of humor.
我相信我们的主呢，他是非常幽默的。
Because he puts such people together.
因为他把如此样的人呢摆在一起。
And I know that he's not angry.
我知道呢，他并不是生气。
Because he knows us better than we know ourselves.
因为他知道我们。 认识我们呢，比我们自己认识的还多。
And he loved you and he loved me even before the foundation of the world.
因为他爱你，爱我是在创世以前的。
But he knows something we don't know.
他知道我们所不知道的事。
And that is that in me, that is in my flesh, there is no good thing.
也就是在我里头，在我肉体之中是没有良善。
Now I first read that verse many years ago.
当我许多年读到那卷圣经的时候。
But I have much, much to learn of the meaning of that verse.
我还是有许多关于这节圣经的意义呢，我还需要来学习。
In my daily life.
在我每天的生活中来学的。
So brothers and sisters, take courage from the Lord's lifting up.
弟兄姊妹们，当我们记得主他要被高举这件事情呢，我们得到鼓舞。
The Apostle Peter spoke of it this way.
使徒彼得呢是这么说的。
Humble yourself under the mighty hand of God.
你要在神的手下自卑啊。
And in due time.
到时候到的时候。
He will lift you up.
他必叫你升高。
If we humble ourselves, we have to learn how to go down.
如果我们要想要来学习谦卑的话，我们必须摆下自己。
And what is this going down?
到底是摆下到什么时候？
It may be something I had my heart set on.
也许是我这是一些事情呢，我心中消失一直所注意的，一直要抓住的。
And the Lord said no.
我的主说不行。
Well, I didn't hear a voice.
我没有听见主的话,
but the door is closed.
但是呢，这个门是关着的。
And I want to open that door.
我想要把这个门开开的, 想要进去。
I want this job. I want to go to this school.
我想要,
I want to do this.
我想要得到这个工作, 我想要去这个学校, 我想要做这件事。
And I present my case to the Lord.
当我把这件事情带到主面前的时候,
and the door is closed.
发现那门是关着的。
And the Lord presents me something else that I don't really like that.
但是主要给我的，让我看见的是一些事情我自己所不喜欢的。
But everyone says, oh, this is the Lord's provision for you.
当所有的人 都说这是神为你所预备的时候。
And even my own heart, I say, you know, I know the Lord is calling me. He wants me to let go. He wants me to humble myself.
我甚至就算是我里头，我也知道我的主呢，要我把这些放下来，要把这旧摆下的旧人。
That's going down.
那是不断的。
I cannot have my way.
我不能够朝着我自己要走的路走。
I have a problem that I can't figure out.
我自己有一个自己不能够解决的问题。
I read something the other day about the Rubik's Cube. You remember Rubik's Cube? The puzzle.
有一天我们说到那个 Rubik's Cube.
Many squares. Some of you know the Rubik's Cube. It's a puzzle. You have to turn the squares till all the colors are lined up.
这一个玩具它有好几种颜色，你要把它转到一个程度，它每一面都是一样的颜色的时候。
Anyway, I read where someone, the world champion, does this in 3 seconds.
我听说呢，那个世界冠军的人，他在做这个事情，他3秒钟之内就做完了。
And what that means is that by the time I would pick up the cube and look at it, he's already done.
这也就是说呢，当我把那个四方块呢拿起来看一看的时候，他已经把事情做完了。
And I thought, this is very, very smart.
这实在是非常聪明的人。
But sometimes maybe you can't solve all the puzzles in your life.
但是呢，有的时候啊，你可能没有办法解决你在生命中许许多多的那些难处。And
maybe the Lord give you a puzzle that you can't solve.
也许呢，神呢，他就是给你的那个一些谜题，你自己没有办法解决的。Maybe
there's a weakness in your life that you can't get over.
也许呢，在你的生命当中呢，你有那个软弱，你是没有办法胜过的。
Maybe there's a person in your life that you just can't stand them.
也许在你生命当中有一个人呢，你就是没有办法忍受了他。
But the Lord has brought you together either to serve or to live.
但是呢，神就把你们一同带在一起，一同来服侍，一同生活。
Maybe your fellow co-worker is someone that's very, very difficult to get along with.
也许呢，在你的同工当中呢，也是有些人，你是非常跟他难相处的。
And maybe this person was promoted before you.
也许这个有个同事的，在公司里头，比你这个先升迁了。
In all these countless ways, the Lord can arrange our life.
在那个主在许许多多的能够数不清的那个事情上呢，能够带领我们。
And we're presented with a decision.
这之后呢，我们必须做个决定。
We can go down.
我们呢就能够往下走下来。
Ourselves under His mighty hand.
我们呢能够在他的大能的手下自卑啊。
Or we can fight back.
或者呢我们那个什么我们抗拒。
The Lord's love is so great, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹们，对那个对主的爱是如此的大啊。
That even as we remember Jacob.
哎，当我们来想到那个雅各的时候。
He fought so hard.
啊，他是抗拒的如此的激烈。
He wrestled with God.
他与神摔跤。
And he wrestled with God until his strength was broken.
哎，那个他跟主摔跤到一个地步呢，直到他的那个力量呢，那个都被破碎了。
And there was something precious in that relationship of this stubborn man with a God whose love was even more stubborn.
在那个这一个顽固的人呢，他跟那个神之间呢，有一个非常宝贝的那个关系在那里。
Jacob said, "I'll never let you go."
那个雅各说呢，我不让你走。
But really, it was the love of God that says, "I'll not let you go."
实在是那个神的爱呢，在里头跟他说，使得他呢不愿意让神走。
And so there they were, year after year, just struggling.
也就是这样子啊，我们一年又一年呢，那个里头的这个常常这那个起冲突。
And all the while, as the years went by,
当这是许多的年过去了
，His natural strength was growing weaker.
他的这天然人的力量呢，是越来越衰弱了。
And his reliance upon his God was increased.
他那越来越信靠他的神。
Humble yourself under the mighty hand of God.
要在神的大能的手下自卑啊。
That in due time,
在那时候到的时候
，He may lift you.
他必就当将你升高了。
Now, brothers, this is the cross in the life of the believer.
弟兄姊妹们，这就是那个十字架呢，在信的人生命当中的事实。
And we look briefly at these.Portions in the gospel.
当我们在读那个很快的读这福音书的这一部分的时候
，You'll see that it was very, very personal to someone when Jesus spoke.
当我们的主他说的时候呢，对某些人来讲是非常非常个人的。
In John chapter 3, there was Nicodemus that came to the Lord.
在那个约翰福音第三章的时候呢，是有尼哥底母来到主的面前。
He had seen something.Of the signs that Jesus had done.
他已经看过主所行的一些神迹。
And in his heart, he was drawn.
在他的心里头呢，他被吸引了来到主面前。
He was curious.
他非常的好奇。
But he wasn't sure.
但是他并不确定。
So he came to Jesus by night.
他晚上夜间来见主。
And he said, Rabbi, we know that you're a teacher come from God because no one can do these signs you do unless God is with him.
拉比，我们知道你是从神那里来做师父的，因为你所行的神迹呢，若没有神同在，无人能行的。
But the Lord Jesus didn't converse with him on that level at all.
但是我们的主没有在那个层面上跟他谈过。
Do you accept me? Do you not accept me?
到底你是不是这接受我还不接受我
？He just spoke right to his heart.
他呢，直接向他心里说话。
Unless one is born all over again.
除非若人若不重生啊。
He can't even see the kingdom of God.
甚至呢，不能够见神的国。
Whatever you think you know about the kingdom of God.
不管你认为你对神的国认识了多少。
Whatever you want to know.
不管你想要知道什么。
However sincere you may be.
不管你是多么样子的那个怎么样看重这件事。
Unless you're born from above.
除非你是从上头生的。
You can't even see.
你连看都看不到。
You have to start from the very beginning.
你必须要从头开始。
And you have to get a whole new life.
你必须要有一个新的生命。
And you have to learn to live by that life.
你必须要学着靠着那个生命来过生活。
And you know this was very difficult for Nicodemus.
你知道这个对尼哥底母来讲是非常困难的一件事。
The Lord Jesus said, "You're the teacher of Israel, and you don't understand."
那个主说你是以色列的先生，你都还不明白这件事吗
？It's not good if a teacher doesn't understand.
如果是连老师都不知道的话，
What are you teaching then?
那你到底是要教什么呢
？You must be making up your lessons.
那一定是你是编造出一些你自己的
The teacher is supposed to understand.
Now
Nicodemus was very confident of his learning to that conversation with the Lord Jesus.
尼格底姆呢，他自己是非常有信心的，对他自己所讲的一些话。
And he wasn't so sure.
然后他又开始不太确定了。But
the Lord told him a Bible story.
于是呢，那个主呢，告诉他一个圣经的故事。
He went right back to the law of Moses.
他直接回到那个摩西的律法里。
He went right back to the book of Numbers.
他直接回到那个民数记里。
And he selected this story.
他选择了一个故事。
From Israel's wilderness wandering.
从以色列人在旷野中那个漂流的时候。
And it was the instant when their heart was very unsettled.
那是一个时刻，他们的心呢是非常的焦躁的时候。
We were promised so many great things.
我们曾经被应许许多这些好的事。
And now we don't even have food to eat or water to drink.
但我们现在呢，不但我们反而是没的东西吃，没的水喝。
And now all we have is this manna.
我们唯有的就是个玛拿。
And it was so interesting at the beginning.
在开始的时候是挺有趣的。
But day after day after day.
但是一天一天又一天的。
All we have to eat is this manna.
我们能够吃，唯一能够吃的就是个玛拿。
And they called it worthless food.
他们称它是淡薄的食物。
All we have is this worthless food.
我们所有的只不过这个淡薄无用的食物。
What God has supplied for us.
到底神给我们的是什么呀?
The difference between life and death.
在死亡跟生命跟死亡之间的不同啊。
Worthless food.
这是一个没有价值的食物。
And we're told that they spoke against Moses.
我们被告知他们抵挡摩西啊。
And they spoke against God.
他们甚至怨赌神。
You know, brothers and sisters, there's something about the wilderness pathway.
弟兄姊妹们呢，在旷野的路上呢，实在有很多的功课要学的。
That will bring out of our hearts what is really there.
他会把我们心中里头到底真实的光景呢，显明出来。
God sees, but we don't see.
神可以看得到，但是我们看不到。But
God wants us to see.
但是神呢，要我们能够看得到。And
he wants to see his judgment on this kind of a person.
他要我们看见呢，他是如何在这样子的人里头，他要施行审判。So
you remember the story.
所以你记得他这样的故事。
We're told that God sent serpents among the people.
神呢，是差遣那个蛇呢，到他们的中间呢。
Fiery serpents.
是火蛇,
poisonous snakes.
是那个非常毒的蛇,
and the people were bit by the snakes.
这是那个百姓呢被这个蛇所咬啊,
and the poison entered their system.
这个毒呢就进入他们的系统里,
and they died a slow and painful death.
他们呢就是那个经历了漫长、漫漫的那个，而且是痛苦的死亡啊。
And when the desperateness of their situation dawned upon them,
当他们那个来到被带到那个尽头的时候，
they cried out to Moses.
他们呢向摩西呼求。
They cried out to God.
他们向神呼求。
And Moses sought the Lord.
那摩西呢就来寻求神。
And the Lord told him to do something very unusual.
那个神呢告诉一个摩西一个非常不寻常的事。
He said, "You go make a serpent."
你呢去制造一个蛇。
Make a serpent out of brass.
那个铜制造一个蛇。
And you take that brass serpent.
把那个铜蛇呢。
And you fix it to the top of a pole.
把它那个悬挂在一个木架上。
And you lift that pole up in the midst of the assembly.
把这个架子呢高举在那个会众之上。
And it shall come to pass.
他们就会这样发生。
That if anyone is bitten by the poisonous serpent,
任何人呢，他被这个毒蛇所咬的人，
if he or she will look upon that bronze serpent,
如果呢，他仰望那个铜蛇的话，
then he or she will live.
他呢就必活了。
And it was so.
确实就这样发生了。
And you know, brothers and sisters, this is a, a story that probably the rabbis had a lot of things to say about.
哎，那弟兄姊妹，也许呢，那些律那个那个拉比们呢，有很多这个解释呢，很多的话要对这这要来描述这个故事的。
But you can imagine Nicodemus and the Lord Jesus sitting there by the fire.
哎，你一个我可以想象呢，尼哥底母跟我们的主呢，在一个火堆旁边坐着。
And the Lord Jesus looking into his eyes.
哎，那个主呢，看着他的眼睛。
And loving him with the love of God.
用神的爱的爱他。
And saying, just as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness.
哎，就说呢，就好像摩西呢，在的旷野里头怎样举蛇。
So the Son of Man must be lifted.
人子呢，也照样要被举起来。
That whoever believes may have eternal life.
叫一切信的人呢，能够得到永生。
And then he said, "For God so loved the world."
然后他接着说呢，神是如此的爱世人。
That he gave his only begotten son.
他把他的唯一的独生的爱子呢赐给他们。
That whosoever should believe in him.
叫一切信他的。
May not perish.
不至灭亡啊。
But have everlasting life.
反得永生。
Now, I bet you never thought of John 3:16 as the Lord Jesus' commentary on Numbers 21.
哎，你有没有想到过呢？这个约翰福音呢，三章十六节是主呢，是那个对于那个那个民数记的那个故事的一个注解呢
？But that was the meaning of what happened then.
哎，这实在是在那时候发生的那个里面的意义。
And the Lord spoke this way to a teacher of Israel.
哎，那个主呢是向着以色列的一个教师。
Your Bible lesson begins right here.
你的那个圣经课程呢，从这里开始啊。
The cross of the Lord Jesus.
我们主他的十字架。
Moses took a serpent.
摩西呢，他那个拿了一个蛇。
No poison in that serpent.
在这个蛇上面是没有毒的。
No danger from that serpent.
这一点免不危险的。
Innocent.
是毫无罪的
lifted up,
把它高举了
and that serpent became the focus of the judgment of God.
那个蛇呢，成为神所审判的重心呢。
That if you are infected by the poison of sin,
如果呢，你是被那个中了罪的那个蛇的毒的话
，And you know that the wages of sin is death.
你知道呢，罪的工价就是死。
If you look upon this one,
如果呢你仰望这一位的话
，Where the judgment of God falls,
是神的审判所临到的。
Right there,
在就在那里
，You'll find life.
你就会找到生命。
And this is the meaning of the cross.
这就是十字架的是意义啊。
God made him.
神的使他呢
，who knew no sin，
是那不知罪的
，to be sin，
成为了罪
，on our behalf，
是为了我们的缘故
，so that in him，
所以在他的里头
，we might become，
使我们能够成为啊
，the righteousness of，
成为神的义
，that the Lord Jesus came in the likeness of sinful flesh。
哎，我们的主的耶稣基督啊，他是来，就是做成了罪身了。
His flesh was not sinful.
他自己的身，他的肉身呢，并没有犯，并没有罪。
But he looked like any other man.
但是他看起来就像其他人一样。
From the outside.
是从外面来看的。
This sinless man.
这一位无罪的人。
Was made to be a sin offering.
被做成了一个罪的象征。
And God's judgment fell upon the Lord Jesus.
神的那个审判呢，就临到主耶稣基督身上。
And Paul put it this way in Romans 8 verse 3, God condemned sin in the flesh.
保罗在罗马书八章三节呢，他说神呢在肉身当中的定了罪。
What's sin in the flesh?
到底什么是在肉体中的罪呢
？It's that grumbling that we carry around inside.
就是我在我们那个里面呢，常常发的怨言。
Just like the children of Israel.
就好像那个以色列的百姓一样。
We murmur and we grumble and we complain.
我们呢常发那个怨毒，发那个抱怨，常常发怨言。
And we grumble and complain about others.
我们呢那个发怨言向别人。
We grumble and complain to God.
我们呢，实际上是向着神发愿。
And it's this that called forth the judgment of God.
实在是呢，是因着这个缘故呢，神必须要审判。
Not making an idol. Not rising up to eat and drink and to play. Just that grumble.
实在是里面的那个怨言,
that rebellion.
那个,
that anger.
那个怒气,
toward God.
向着神发的,
now this requires the judgment of God.
这些呢,神必须要审判。
Or the people of God cannot walk with God.
若不是这样子的话呢,
and so as Moses lifted up that sword,
就像摩西在摩旷野怎样举舌,
the Lord Jesus was lifted up there.
我们的主耶稣基督也同样被高举了,
he was made sin on the cross.
他在十字架上面为我们成了罪,
and the wrath of God was poured out upon sin in the body of the Lord Jesus.
神的那个愤怒呢, 在主耶稣基督身上呢, 在向着罪的那个愤怒倾倒在他身上,
and that sin was judged and condemned there.
那个罪呢, 在那里呢, 就受了审判,
so that now there is no condemnation for them that are in Christ Jesus.
那么如今呢, 那在耶稣基督里头就可以不定罪了。
If you and I see that God condemned sin in the flesh when Jesus hung on that cross,
如果你我能够看得见, 神在那个, 主耶稣基督在十字架上的时候, 在肉体中定了罪案的时,
then we'd be less likely to give way to the temptation to condemn ourselves.
我们呢就 使我们能够帮助我们不再受那个试探的引诱，那个好那个让使我们犯罪，使我们那个受审判。I
say temptation to condemn ourselves.
我是说呢，是那个一个定我们罪的那个试探。
Because is the serpent?
实在那个就是那个蛇。
The deceiver.
那个欺骗人的。
The liar.
那个说谎的,
the accuser of the brethren,
是那个,
the devil and Satan,
那个撒旦, 那个魔鬼,
who would tempt you and me to condemn ourselves.
是那个要诱惑我们的, 使得我们那个犯罪, 来定我们自己的罪,
to look away from the Son of Man's lifting up.
但我们的眼目从主耶稣基督身上挪移开来,
to look at the effects of the poison on the inside,
只看着我们的在我们里头那个毒那个罪所带来的那个后果,
and see the effects of the poison all around,
同时也看着那个毒在我们周围所产生的影响,
but it's God's provision,
但是呢是神的那个供应,
that our eyes be fixed upon the Son of Man lifted up.
但是要我们的眼目啊, 注目在那一位被高举的主身上,
and as we look at him,
当我们注目在他身上的时候,
we live.
我们就活了,
there's life.
那里有生命,
this is the love of God.
这是神的爱,
no person needs to perish.
没有任何一个人需要灭亡的,
in God's love for the world.
因为神爱世界的缘故,
he gave his Son to become sin on Calvary's tree.
他赐给他的爱子在加略山上成为了罪,
that you and I might know everlasting life.
然后好叫我们能够认识什么是永生。
If you read Numbers 21, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹,如果你读民数记21章的话,
right after the story about the serpent on the pole,
就在那个蛇在木架上被举起来这个故事之后,
very, very shortly after on the journey,
在他们走的路上很快的在他们接着在路途上,
there was a song given to the people of Israel.
有一首诗歌呢, 就赐给了以色列的百姓,
spring up, O well.
那个井啊, 涌出水来,
God provided a well of water for his own.
那个神呢, 自己供应了那个, 从井里头所涌出来的活水。
And it's a song of joy.
实在是一个喜乐的诗歌。
It requires digging down deep.
它是要求我们是能够挖得深。
Down into the ground.
一直到了地底下。
Down into the darkness of the earth.
一直到那个地的那个黑暗的深处。
But you get down deep enough.
你要挖得够深。
And there's a stream that flows there.
那么就有那个活水呢从那涌出来。
And there's life. springing. Is it a coincidence, brothers and sisters, that in John chapter 4,
类似的在约翰福音第四章,
we see our Lord Jesus sitting with the woman at the well.
我们呢,看见了主他在井旁边跟一个妇人坐在那里。
If you only knew the gift of God,
如果你如果知道神的恩赐的话,
and who says to you, give me a drink,
同时对你说,给我水喝的是谁啊?
You would have asked him.
你就会找,就求他了,
and he would give you living water.
他就会赐给你活水。
This, brothers and sisters, is the way of the cross.
弟兄姊妹们,这就是十字架的道路。
Now you'll read John 8.
当你在读约翰福音第八章的时候,
and you'll discover that there is no knowledge of God apart from the cross.
你有没有发觉呢, 在十字架以外呢, 你不明白,
apart from the cross, you and I will never understand God.
如果不是十字架的话呢, 你跟我呢,
His words will be nonsense to us.
他的话呢,
and we will never submit to His rule.
我们呢永远不会那个顺服在他的那个管辖之下。
Because we embrace the darkness and we reject the light.
因为我们呢那个爱黑暗呢不爱光啊。
In John chapter 12,
在约翰福音第十二章里头,
it's at the cross, at His lifting up,
是在就是在他的十字架上，在他被举起来的时候,
that this evil, sinful world is judged.
这个邪恶的世界呢要被谁受审判。
And that the ruler of this world, Satan, is cast out.
在这个世界的王呢要被赶出去的,
only on the basis of the cross of Calvary.
完全是在那个加略山的十字架的根基上,
is this victory won?
这个我们得胜了。
And the Lord Jesus said, if I be lifted up from the earth,
那个主他说了，我若被地上被举起来的话,
will draw all people to myself,
就吸引万人来归向我。
You know that word drawing,
你知道那个字,那个吸引啊?
It's a very unique word in the New Testament.
在新约里头是一个非常特别的字。
It literally means to drag you.
它那个字的意思就是把你抓过来。
And John 21, it's spoken in reference to the fish.
在那个约翰福音第二十章呢,它是说到那个鱼啊,
who were caught in Peter's net.
是在那个彼得的网里头被抓住的。
Just like that fish was caught in the net.
就好像那个鱼呢,在网里头被抓住了。
And even as it tried as hard as it could to get away,
虽然它尽力挣扎了,想要跑出去,
that net was dragged to the shore.
那个网呢,是把它们整个拖到这个岸上来。
153 large fish,
有153条大鱼啊,
laid at the feet of the Lord Jesus Christ.
是摆在主耶稣基督的脚前。
Now that's you and that's me.
实在那就是你啊, 就是我。
Brother Christian Chen, he told one time that 153 fish,
陈锡珍弟兄啊, 有一次他说到这个153条鱼啊,
he said, you read the four Gospels,
你如果读这个四本福音书的话,
and you'll find that there's 153 persons that the Lord Jesus met personally and brought to him.
你发觉呢,那有153个人呢,是主耶稣,他是面对面的碰到他们。
Now, I never went through and counted all.
我从来没有经过这仔细的算法。
I believe our brother.
但是我相信我的弟兄。
That's just like the Lord.
就像这是像我们所主所做的。
But don't you see that you're a fish?
你看到这些鱼吗?
I'm a fish.
你是个鱼,我也是一个鱼啊。
Now, the fish doesn't like the net.
鱼呢不喜欢网的,
the fish tries to get away,
这个鱼想要逃出去,
but there's nothing he can do.
但是呢实在是什么也不能做,
he's stuck there,
他就被捆在那儿,
and in spite of all resistance,
不管你是怎么样的挣扎呀,
that fish ends up at the feet of the Lord Jesus.
那个鱼呢,至终呢,被带到主的脚前。
That's what was secured for us at the cross.
那你知道吗? 这是在十字架上为我们所成就的。
In his lifting up,
在他的被高举里,
he's drawing you,
他是把你,
and he's drawing me,
把我吸引来,
and oftentimes he's dragging me,
有很多时候他是拖着我, 抓着我,
but his love will never let us go,
但是他的爱呢, 永远不会让我们离开的。
Let's pray that this year we know that love more and more,
但是我们常常祷告啊, 今年我们更多的认识那个爱,
and that we learn together this way, oh, he's lifting up.
我们借着他的被高举这个事情呢，我们来认识他。
Let's pray. Dear Lord, we thank you for your word.
亲爱的主，我们感谢你的话。
And we pray, Lord, that what is from you, you would seal to our hearts.
我们相信呢，从这些从你来的呢，你会深深的刻在我们的心里。
And Lord, our prayer is that according to your word, that what you have spoken will not return empty.
我们深相信呢，你向我们所说的话呢，绝对不会突然返回的。
But will bring forth the increase.
是把那个在里面更使生命更多的成长。
Father, that your heart may delight.
父啊，你的心，愿你的心能够得到喜悦。
And that you may be pleased.
你也能够那个你的心得到满足。
As you see Christ formed in your people.
当你看见那基督呢成形在你的百姓当中。
This is our prayer. We ask it in Jesus' name.
这是我们在主耶稣基督的名里头所有的祷告。
Amen.
Amen.